Dr. Ken Brummel-Smith with the school's Department of Geriatrics admits he's not a big Obamacare fan.
I wasn't for the ACA when it came out because I'm for a single-payer system. And
the audience is applauding because Brummel-Smith, an acknowledged Democrat, was speaking before the Democratic Club of North Florida. His talk centered on the impact of a specific Obamacare repeal and replacement bill that was advanced by Georgia Congressman and medical doctor Tom Price in 2015. May recognize that name as the pick of President Trump to be the next Health and Human Services Secretary. The Price repeal would again allow the denial of coverage for pre-existing conditions and disallow parental plan coverage for children up to age 26. It would also reinstate coverage caps and use tax credits instead of subsidies to help consumers pay premiums, along with doing away with mandated coverage. Brummel-Smith also noted it would not only be Obamacare policyholders who would be affected.
So those are all planned, repealed aspects of people's commercial insurance. That's not people who signed up through the marketplace. And I don't think 99% of people understand this about their own insurance.
The Price plan would also withdraw coverage from the 11 million plus people who were given access to health care under Medicaid expansion. And although opponents of Obamacare have long contended its repeal would reduce government spending, Brummel-Smith said just the opposite was more likely to occur. That, according to estimates from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office.
Overall, this repeal and replace will increase the federal deficit by $137 billion over 10 years.
A fact which might make this plan unpalatable to budget conservatives on Capitol Hill, Brummel-Smith opined. And what about the cost for the average person with health insurance?
It will go up when this happens rather than down, because the healthy people will move out of the system and get into these catastrophic categories.
And according to a map from the nonprofit Kaiser Family Foundation, Brummel-Smith said many of those now covered by the Affordable Care Act may be among its strongest opponents.
But we have a lot of places in Texas and Florida and in the South, and especially up here, that have huge numbers of people who voted for Trump that are going to lose their insurance.
Unless, of course, he said, the Trump administration and Congress managed to come up with a better replacement plan than the ones now envisioned. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.